This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Going live?
We're going.
Oh, we did it!
Yes!
Yes!
All of YouTube doesn't know this, but that was an adventure.
Welcome, YouTube. We've been trying to go live on you for,
half an hour.
Yeah, for a while. Okay, so welcome to the WAN Show. Now it's starting for real. What are we going to talk about today, Alex?
Yeah, we've got the Pixel 4a. It's leaked a bunch. Big surprise right there.
Huge surprise. Also, the European Union is thinking about introducing a right to repair legislation that they're working on, and that's exciting.
Also, Honeywell, they built the most powerful computer. Or a quantum computer.
Did they?
I guess that they make quantum computers.
Did they achieve quantum supremacy?
Apparently, yes.
We have no time for jokes now. We'll get to that later. For now, is the part of the show when you do the intro, I believe.
It is, yeah.
Hit that intro. Boom. Hey, do they talk during this point?
They normally do, but the viewers don't like it very much.
Oh, okay. Sorry. And how long? Do I do that? No.
It's not FreshBooks right now.
Well, but you have to. You're supposed to do this. Oh, shoot. You do this. Sorry. Intro one more time.
You're a professional.
Intro one more time. Okay. And then. It says the time at which it happens. And then I do this. Huh?
What's my FreshBooks?
Oh, you do that.
Oh, you did it.
Boom.
And Honey.
And Honey. Love those guys.
And my personal
and also,
favorite, because we get to eat jerky.
Savage Jerky.
Yeah.
Yes. And now, back to the good stuff. Hello.
So the Pixel 4a, so it's unsurprising that it's leaked, but I'm actually pretty excited about what there is.
Yeah?
So there's a couple things here. For one, they're not doing the stupid, does the Pixel 3 have the one where it scans your face, or is that just the 4?
Just the 4. I have the Pixel 3, and I was kind of upset because I was excited when they announced the Pixel 4 with the Project Soli sensors.
Of course you were.
Well, I think we talked about this a little bit when it was being announced. Yeah. I was like, ooh, cool. Because I don't know if you guys saw this, but like when Google first announced Project Soli, it was like this secretive kind of like research project. And they were like, we can sense little tiny movements that you're going to make with your fingers. You're going to be able to have a little doohickey and you're going to be able to kind of dingle your fingies on top of it like this. And you're going to be able to like turn volume up. And like swipe things away and like multitask all without touching your phone.
Yeah.
But the reason this was cool, Alex, let me tell you
yes.
about it. Okay. The reason this was so cool is because it had applications for not just phones, but like, you know, laptops, or maybe you had like a little computing device and it didn't even have a screen. I don't know. And you're doing stuff with your hands. That sounded pretty cool to me. But turns out,
doesn't work great.
That's not what
and
it
also,
was.
I'm totally fine if they have that, but also I just want the little fingerprint reader. This thing's so fast, like, bam.
Yeah, boom.
Great.
And I have one of those too. And then they took it away because he's got a Pixel 2.
Yeah.
I have a Pixel 3. James has a Pixel 4. And he's probably the least happy. I'm just kidding. Don't quote me on that.
Oh, the Pixel 4a, it looks like it's going to, you know, it's going to have this fingerprint reader on the back. It also looks like it's going to have...
Oh,
headphones.
Let's go to that. Let's go. This is where we go to the sources.
Yes.
Yeah, you're looking at it right now. Boom. And you can still see us.
Which is also awesome because, I don't know, I don't like Bluetooth earbuds.
You don't?
I like the cans. Oh. If you have like the big ones, those are great.
I see what you're saying.
But I don't like the little earbuds. Like,
see,
I've used AirPods. I've used the Pixel Buds. Not a fan.
It's been really frustrating watching the industry as a whole kind of move towards removing headphone jacks because emotionally, you know, it puts you through the ringer because you're like, the first time they remove the headphone jack, you're like, no, my headphones, only 3.5 millimeter headphone jack, I love it. And then you're kind of like, all right, then you go to acceptance, where you're like, all right, the jack is dead. They're taking it away. And a car horn is honking. I don't know if you guys can hear that. We're going to get copyright infringed, copyright striked for having, that's a sound you can get from a music library somewhere. Anyways, you go to acceptance, right? So you're like, okay, I guess I'll buy good Bluetooth earphones. I guess I'll get into that, and that's the future. And then they do the stuff like this where they're like, just kidding, we can put in a headphone jack if we want. It's not a necessary thing.
Yeah.
And you're just like, ah, what? So now I just don't like it.
Well, for me, it was like, my big problem with wireless earbuds is that they just don't have enough battery capacity. Like, it's pretty good, but I do this thing constantly where it's good enough that you don't have to plug it in every single night, but it's not good enough that you can go for like a week like you can with the over-ear ones. Right. So I'm just constantly in this situation where like you just want to throw in some earbuds and suddenly they don't work.
Yeah.
And you're like, geez. So like I had Pixel Buds and then instead I stopped using them and I just bought four pairs of like, what are the ones like the Pixel headphones that you just plug in here?
You mean like the ones that come in the box?
Yeah,
the USB-C.
They're like 20, 30 bucks, something like that. I just bought a bunch of them, stuck them in every bag that I own, and I have been really happy ever since then.
Yeah. And that's what I use. I use the ones that came with my phone.
But they're just like, they're not as good as a headphone jack, though.
Even on the Pixel 2, they didn't have it.
No.
Pixel 1 had a headphone jack.
I think so.
It's so funny. Because they did this, the Pixel 3a had a headphone jack as well. Here, I'll show you guys my screen. I'm looking at something very interesting. So there were tons of photos leaked. There was a huge hands-on video as well leaked. So we've basically seen the phone in all its glory. You can see there's a, what do you call it? Hole punch camera. So there is no, the sensor bar that was in the Pixel 4 is not there, so we won't have those same Project Soli gestures anyways. So nothing to get disappointed about, I guess.
For you.
Yeah, yeah.
The only person in the world
look,
that cares.
I'm sure other people cared about this. There's the fingerprint sensor, and we have the rectangular square-shaped camera cutout as well, although I don't know if it has.
I'm pretty sure it's just one lens, so it's only like that just to look cool.
And those pictures are all courtesy of TechDroider. So thanks a lot. Yeah, I don't know. And then the other important detail was, what am I looking at here? The $399. It's going to start at $399, apparently, because billboard mock-ups were discovered, where apparently Google's ready to advertise it already. Nothing. There's no mystery anymore.
It's kind of sad.
In phones,
in anything, mostly.
Every phone that comes out, you know. In everything. Every phone that comes out, you know everything about it before it launches. It's like, what's the point? You know.
Although this kind of leads nicely. Like, overall, though, I'm pretty stoked because it just might be my next phone because it's just, I think that the price and the headphone jack and, you know, it just being. Seeming generally good. This fingerprint reader, awesome. And the battery on my Pixel 2 is kind of starting to die, which nicely brings us into our next one, or our next segment.
Oh,
here. Wow. Yeah.
Starting to die, and you'd love to repair it.
Yeah.
If only you could somehow have the right to repair it.
So, yeah, the EU is going to introduce some sweeping right to repair legislation that is probably going to be awesome, but we don't have a lot of details, so maybe it'll be bad. we'll find out in a little bit.
Could be.
So basically, manufacturers of phones, tablets, laptops will face legal obligations to make sure that their products are easier to repair and reuse. The commission will have eco-design law to cover phone. Yeah, all of those things that I just said.
Is this what you do?
And they voted overwhelmingly to push the device manufacturers to adopt shared charging cable Okay, I actually don't like that one as much.
Oh, what? The shared charging cable?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
What do you mean? What's not to like?
I don't see why you have to all have one cable.
What is that supposed to mean? That doesn't make any sense. Of course you want to have all one cable. That's what USB-C is for.
Yeah, true. USB-C is pretty great.
Oh,
never
but you're
mind.
Saying,
I'm backpedaling on that.
So you're saying, wait, but are you saying that like, because I think this was a real concern, that if the EU does pass this, you know, legislation saying, all right, we all need to have one charger for all mobile devices.
Yeah.
They might not go with USB-C. They might go with, like, oh, that means we have to create a new one that's like perfect.
I was more concerned about that you can have one cable and then since that's the only standard, you're not able to do anything with it.
What?
Well, like, you know, there's some problems with it. Like, I find USB Type-C particularly bad for dust. Like, Lightning is just better for that, I find. Like,
I've had to get the old
toothpick in there quite a few times and have, like, a link ball, like, this big come out somehow.
Well, because USB-C has the extra little
thingy in there. Yeah, it's got the little doodad.
Lightning is just a hole and you stick it in.
Yeah.
And USB-C has, like, it's not just a hole. It's, like, a hole with a doohickey in the middle.
And, like, when I've used iPhones, I've never had problems with Lightning, like, crapping out. Well, like, I have problems constantly where, like, I'm going for a run,
and then Lightning, my headphones are just like... comes down, and you're fried, dude.
No, but, like, with the USB Type-C, like, my headphones, they just become disconnected, and it's like, ah!
With Lightning or USB Type-C?
With Type-C.
Oh.
But with Lightning, I've never had that issue.
I guess it's time for you to switch to iPhone, you traitor.
Yeah, except that they'll be on Type-C soon, maybe. Or they'll just
not next year. Not this year. The leaks don't point to a USB-C iPhone this year, my friend. Sorry to tell you.
Anyway, back to the part that I'm excited about.
Okay.
Single-use items will be restricted. Premature obsolescence will be tackled. And the destruction of unsold goods will be banned. Which is, I think it's awesome. Like, I am going to have to not use this phone because the battery is going to die. And it's hard to repair it. There's just... not really any way around it, so I'm going to buy probably a Pixel 4a.
Right. Oh, really?
Maybe.
It's finally time? You've been rocking that thing for...
Well, we'll see. Like, when it comes out.
What, 3 years? No. It's Pixel 2.
Like, 2.5?
And you're happy with it?
Yeah, I still like it.
It's really weird to, like, work at a place like Linus Media Group where everyone's like, oh, I'm buying this new phone all the time, and, like, you know, I'm just using this phone because we have it. Like... you're just still rocking this Pixel 2. Like, it's the frickin' Stone Age over here.
Like, people still compliment me all the time on the photos.
You even have a stone case.
Yeah, it's peeling from all the use.
Stone Age.
Anyway. Yeah, we've seen a lot of manufacturers already kind of embracing the right to repair in ways that I think are good. So, like, Dell has been just kind of leading the charge. I think Apple's also been excellent. With just, like, their packaging is all recyclable minus some, like, plastic baggage.
You're talking about general environmental friendliness.
Yeah.
Not necessarily right to repair.
And, like, you can get into them pretty easily.
Into an iPhone?
No.
Oh, Dell. You said Apple. You said Apple II, so
I meant
confused.
The MacBook specifically.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't opened up a MacBook.
It's actually really hard, but as long as you have an iFixit kit, it's fine.
Okay. I guess that anyone who is opening these things up should probably have, like, an iFixit kit anyways or something.
Yeah, another one is, like, Microsoft. Their Surface Laptop 3 is awesome because it's a Surface Laptop 2, but you can get inside of it without, like, a heat gun destroying the whole thing.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's just, like, 4 screws. Actually, the screws are really hard to get at. We did the short circuit, and I took it apart. And we cut most of it out, but there was, like, a good, like, 12, 15 minutes of me trying to get these stupid rubber things out so I could access the screws.
Wait, so it's good or bad?
It's a lot better. Like, I didn't have to destroy it. But I was almost defeated by rubber nubbins.
Again! The bane of my existence. Dennis? Do you have something to say?
And so hopefully this will just generally lead to a lot more people repairing their phones instead of getting new ones, which kind of sucks if you're Apple or basically anyone else. So there's this fun thing back in 2018 where do you remember that whole scandal where they were they were throttling down phones because the battery had less capacity when it got old and people
right.
got really mad.
Yep, and they just had to give out a ton of money for that. Oh, that's what you're talking about.
No, they had a bunch of batteries for sale for $29 and you could, like, replace it.
Oh.
And they expected to sell 1 million of them, and they ended up doing 11 million battery replacements and ended up costing them a potential $5 to $9 billion in losses in, like, people not upgrading their phones.
Oh, boy.
But that shows you, like, how much demand there is for just replacing batteries in phones.
It's really a hard thing because, you know, it's It's the clash between companies like doing things that will make them more money and consumers wanting things that will save them money.
Yeah.
But it's like, on the one hand, you know, these are capitalistic ventures. Like, that's their prerogative to, like, you know, sell more phones or whatever, and that's fine, I guess.
On the other hand, that's just not very sustainable.
It's,
you know?
Not. And I think we're getting to a point now in our society. We live in a society, guys. We're getting to the point where we as the people are starting to demand that these companies take, like, environmental issues and...
Yeah.
And the funny thing about this is that it's the perfect nexus of environmental issues and, like, consumer friendliness.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, okay, look, we don't want to buy a new phone every 3 seconds. That also happens to be, you know, helpful for the environment, where we're not throwing out our phones.
Well, also, it's something like...
So, like, companies are, it's incumbent upon them to give us what we want here. And I think the EU, this is what I was trying to say, and, like, somebody called me out because I think I tweeted that, or maybe I didn't tweet, or maybe I put it in TechLinked, that I'm like, oh, the EU is actually, they've been the good guys this whole time. Then somebody called me out and said, okay, what about GDPR? Like, the whole privacy legislation where, you know, basically, it restricts your freedom online to do things creatively.
Mm.
But that's kind of annoying from a creative standpoint, but it's also helpful to some creators because it means that your stuff isn't, you know, you're not taken advantage of. So, but I think overall, I think the EU is really going for a friendly to consumers type of approach where they're like, we're doing these things to help you. And I appreciate it.
We might also have, like, an awkward generation or two of phones where it's like they try to figure out how the heck to comply with being able to upgrade your phone.
Right. Right. It's like, but okay, wait. It's going to be a unibody. There's no back plate that you can take off to replace the battery. But you can take it into the store and we'll give you a new one.
And it'll be like those Funktastic ones from, like, China that the screen goes all the way around, and, like, what are you going to do with those? And anyway, like, I'm pretty excited just because there's something like the Samsung S20. If I knew that I could, like, fix the battery, I might go out and buy one. It's like $1,000. But if it's going to last me for 4 years, it could be worth it. But if it's like the battery's going to die in two and a half years, I don't want to spend $1,000 on a phone.
Exactly. Like, and why would you when you can just buy a new phone? And this is what's so funny is that, like, we're coming around. Like, we had this already. We already had phones that you could replace, like, completely repair and put the battery back in. And then for some reason, this is what I don't understand, guys, okay? This is what I don't get. I put a case on my phone as soon as I get a new one. As soon as I get a phone, a case goes on it. Can we stop caring? Can we decide as a society to stop caring about what phones look like?
So...
Because, like, I don't want a unibody. I want it to be functional. It's a tool. It's also a toy.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I want to put a case on it so I can drop it and stuff.
So I guess the one more thing is, if you have to take it apart, are you sacrificing waterproofness? I really like the fact that this is waterproof. I can, like...
That's true.
I don't know, go on a hike and toss it in my pocket, and if it rains, it doesn't matter.
But,
Whereas, I don't know. I had water kill one of my phones. It didn't totally kill it, but it killed, like, the USB circuitry, so it basically killed it.
But how hard is it to make a phone with, like, removable panels that's also waterproof? Like,
making things waterproof is really tough.
You're tough.
Have you, like, I don't know, have you experienced, like, any coffee mug ever? Like, the travel ones?
I have experienced that.
They leak all over the place.
Well, if you get a bad one.
Yeah, even the good ones. The good ones leak, too.
I don't know where you're getting your coffee
mugs. Just give them
mugs.
A little bit.
I get my coffee mugs from Apple.
You should say lttstore.com.
lttstore.com. Wait, we have coffee mugs?
No, these bottles, you know, they'll keep your
Wait,
stuff
Wait, do we have coffee mugs?
No, we have...
Is this an LTT store spot?
No, but the water bottles...
Is this a sponsors right now? No, it's not.
No, it's not.
But I think we're working on mugs.
Maybe. I don't know.
But continue. Sorry. Coffee mugs suck.
Because they always leak. It's really hard to make things waterproof.
Okay, what about GoPros?
Yeah, they have the big old case around them.
No, but aren't they waterproof now?
They've always been waterproof, but that's because they have...
No, I'm looking this up. GoPro.
Oh, you mean like the
waterproof.
Physical... Oh, yeah, like, the GoPro itself is also waterproof, but you can't take it apart the same way.
Yeah, the new ones are all waterproof without the case. The newer GoPro cameras are waterproof without a housing, while the older units require a housing. Boom.
Yeah, but I would be very curious.
So it's easy as that, all right? Samsung, Apple, just go talk to GoPro. They know, they're very knowledgeable. Ask them how their drones are doing.
How are their drones doing?
I mean, I don't know how their drones are doing now, but a couple years ago, like, karma, all their drones, like, fell from the sky in, like, an apocalyptic scenario.
Oh. What else do we have
for all
here?
The people asking where Linus and Luke are, they're not here. Really sorry. This is not a normal thing, though, so don't worry. They'll be back.
Yeah.
Moving on. I think it's time to move on, eh?
Yes.
Which one are we doing?
I don't even know. Which one tickles you?
I mean, okay, I want to talk about this Washington approving facial recognition a little bit.
Okay.
Because I've been following this this kind of whole, like, regulation of facial recognition mm-hmm. issue a little bit. And it's interesting because this is another example of, like, companies wanting to do something and that clashing with, you know, the interests of consumers in the same mm-hmm. way that the, you know, right to repair and, like, environmental aspect that we were just talking about. Facial recognition is really cool. It's a rapidly developing technology. But the problem is that a lot of the algorithms that it's based on end up being biased. Mm-hmm. So, like, they'll be a lot better at recognizing a certain type of person, like you know, people of certain races or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's biased in that way. And also, a lot of it is still very inaccurate. But they're rolling it out in places. Like, in the UK, they're rolling it out. In certain areas of London, I think. I don't know if it's across all of London. Mm-hmm. But they're rolling it out. And it's got, like, an 80% error rate. Like, yeah, it gets, like, 2 out of 10 right or something.
Well, there's this big problem with recognizing faces where you can easily train, like, an AI to recognize a group of, like, let's say, like, 10,000 people. It's, like, pretty easy. You'll be able to get it right pretty much every time.
What do you mean it can recognize a group of, like...
Like it will be able to pick out an individual. It'll be, like, oh, okay. Show, like, a different picture or, like, a video of someone, and it'll be, like, it's that person. It nailed it.
Okay.
But as you... make the sample size larger. This is like with a lot of AI stuff, you make the sample size larger and it just eats up the data. It's like, and then it becomes way more accurate. But with facial recognition, it's kind of the opposite because you just get more faces that look the same in there. So as your sample size goes up, the accuracy can go down because the chances of you getting a false positive increases.
Ah. Yeah, well, and that's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, there's that really fun one in London. What was it? There was the big... fair, I believe, where there was a bunch of people attending and they used AI to try and pick out criminals. And it had a whole bunch of false positives. And the only correct one that it got was someone that was already, like, the police found him and got him.
Oh, so they were like, oh, whoops. We were just out here wasting our time a little bit. So the development that we're talking about, the reason we're talking about facial recognition right now, is because Washington State has approved, it hasn't actually been signed into law by the governor yet, but the House and the Senate? Oh, geez, I don't know how, I forgot how American government works. But anyways, they got a bill basically to the point where it's approved, where there are going to be strong regulations on how it's used. They are going to regulate how which algorithms are used and how they're developed. And also, if law enforcement wants to use it, they will have to require a warrant to use it for, like, a specific thing. They're not going to be able to just kind of, like, post cameras up everywhere and scan everybody as they walk by.
Okay, that's good.
Which I think is, like, you know, maybe that's not the end goal. Like, I can understand how having facial recognition, you know, out there in public helps. Security or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe if we regulate it enough, we can get it to that point where, okay, it's 100% accurate or something, and, like, we know that there's going to be no false positives, and we know that it's not going to infringe on people's privacy. I don't know if that's possible, okay? I'm not a facial scientist, but I think that this is an important step to, like, take it slow, you know? Okay, we're not super comfortable with exactly how this is working yet, so let's just be careful here. All right, let's pass some legislation, and let's make sure that it's being developed in the right way. I don't know if we need any other details about that. Yeah, I think that's basically it for that. Okay, anyways, now you wanted to talk about something, or no, you didn't.
I did, yes.
Oh, what do you go, Honeywell, we got quantum, we're getting quantum in here.
This is mostly just because it feels like it's just kind of out of nowhere. Honeywell apparently has quantum supremacy now.
Yeah, what, okay, I don't really know. Maybe this is like embarrassing, but what does Honeywell make, like fridges?
Yeah, they make like thermostats.
Okay. And this is coming courtesy of RC Mail. Mail? Sorry, I don't know how to say your name. On the forum, thanks for the contribution. Anyways, Honeywell.
Yeah, so basically how it works is, you know, most quantum computers, they work using superconducting qubits. So I did like 3 minutes Googling this, so I apologize for brutalizing it for the small number of people that are quantum experts.
Destroy!
That are listening. But basically, you know, normally with a quantum computer, you have a very thin ring of aluminum that is chilled until it becomes a superconductor. And then, like, you know, current just starts flowing in it because it's a superconductor. And they're able to do stuff that basically allows for the current to flow in both directions at one time. And I think that there's an issue with that because you're not able to read it while you're, like, running the stuff.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That
great
is an
explanation,
issue.
Alex. So the one from Honeywell, they instead use ion traps. So they have strontium or something along those lines.
Can I just say that sounds, like, super sci-fi?
Yeah.
We have to get past the ion traps. Continue.
And so then... Well, it's kind of like trapped dangling there by electricity above like a gold film or like a gold strip.
Right.
They're able to change it from a state of 0 to 1. And then they have a laser that reads the atoms. And so basically if it's in state 0, it does nothing. But if in state 1, it emits a photon and boop de boop, you find out what it's doing. So the fun thing about that is they're able to create if loops.
If loops?
Yes.
Is that like if this, then that?
Yeah.
I know about that.
And so apparently that's great.
I could have told you that.
Anyway, to build this quantum computer, Honeywell partnered with J.P. Morgan. Another one where it's like the, what?
I don't even know what J.P. Morgan does, but I know they're in the finance industry somewhere.
And also Microsoft.
Which, oh, that's a bank, isn't it?
Yes.
These WAN shows are horrible for me. Everyone just finds out that I know nothing about banks.
Yeah,
you know?
It turns out Honeywell does a lot of stuff in defense and aerospace and has a lot of expertise in vacuums and cryogenics, which is how they were able to do this.
Honeywell does?
Honeywell does.
Man, they have such an innocuous name for being involved in that kind of stuff. Like, I think of, I you know, I don't even have much brand awareness of what Honeywell is, but, like, if I had to guess, I'd be like, I see, like, a Honeywell toaster one time?
Yeah, like...
Turns out they're making secret super soldiers in labs. Okay, now why is this particular configuration for a quantum computer, why is that a big deal? Why does that make that more powerful than, like, a traditional one?
I think that it's just because it's easier to make a whole bunch of them and run them in parallel.
Okay.
And it's easier to, like, start and stop it.
So will they achieve quantum supremacy?
they have a paper. I have it in the doc as paper by Honeywell for Super Nerds. And in
I'll
it, they
that.
Claim that they have quantum supremacy, but it hasn't been verified by other people.
Oh, so they're like actually being kind of, they're actually kind of being a bit humble about it instead of Google, who's just like, we did it!
Don't know if they would be humble. The reports that I have said were like, we'll wait screen. For a second.
I'm on your screen now.
Oh, you are?
You can show the people. What are you looking at, Alex?
I'm looking at
what
this paper that I honestly don't understand.
I feel like... Okay, there might be a few people in the chat. If you're a quantum scientist in the chat, let us know that you think that we're talking nonsense. But otherwise, I think most people here have no idea what the heck.
Yeah, let's see what wisdom we have here. Tommy Gunn, 9228 says, "Don't want to be rude, but Riley's mustache makes him look like an 80s porn star. But I like that style."
That's not the idea.
And hi, Alex.
I accept it.
So,
JP
lots
Morgan,
of insight there.
JP Morgan Chase. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Like Chase, the bank Chase. Yeah. Here's the other thing, guys. We're Canadian, so we don't have... I don't think we have Chase. And maybe JP Morgan's involved in some stuff up here, but it's not like a household name, or maybe if you're on the stock market. I don't know. I'm with a credit union. Okay. We got a neuroscientist in the chat, but that's not going to help us. I mean, maybe it will. Maybe consciousness is based on quantum mechanics. Did you ever think about that?
Or maybe they're building quantum mechanics, so it's more like based off of consciousness. Okay. I think that's kind of the point.
Yeah, neuromorphic computing.
Yeah.
Dang, dude. If that's not time for to talk about our sponsors, then I don't know what it is. Where am I? What am I on here? It's time to talk. What? Do you have more to say about the quantum?
No, someone says quantum supremacy means that they can build an AI that will dominate the world, right? No, I think it just means that they built the best one.
I think they just mean... No. Quantum supremacy, I know what this is. Do you know what it is?
Clearly not.
Ha-ha! This is something Riley knows about. Quantum supremacy is the point at which a quantum computer can do something better than a traditional computer or something.
Okay.
Something along those lines. Okay, look, somebody's going to say what the actual definition is in the chat. Oh, here we got Lebesgue Measure 101 says, in quantum computing, quantum supremacy is the goal of demonstrating that a programmable quantum device can solve a problem that classical computers practically cannot. Okay, there we go.
Cool.
So it's not that they do it better. It's that they do something that our computers now can't even do at all. So Google said that they had achieved it. But then turns out that, okay, well, they didn't. Our computers could do what their computer did, but it would just take, like, a while.
Oh, and someone in the chat asked, like, normal quantum computing needs cooling to be a superconductor. Does this need it? Basically, yes. It's under a vacuum. It's super duper cold.
Right.
It's maybe slightly easier to make, but it's still, you know, you're not making it in your basement, unless you're that one kid that did.
What?
Yeah, there's like an 11-year-old that
made a quantum computer. In their basement?
Well, I think it was like in his living room, but it was like pretty wild.
Is this Stranger Things?
Yeah, like.
Sounds like something. I have made life! Okay.
Anyway.
that's super cool. If you're the guy who made a quantum computer in your basement, congratulations. I'm proud of you. That's amazing. Hey, it's time to talk about our sponsors real quick. Hey, guess what? Guess what, Alex?
Yeah, what?
FreshBooks is a thing.
Yay!
And we love them. FreshBooks is the super simple to use invoicing tool that does more than just help you create slick looking invoices. It also helps you track your time with their timesheet function, manage your expenses, keep track of who owes you what, and the mobile app has all the functionality of their desktop version as well. You can do all this on the toilet if you really want to.
Wow.
Have you ever made an invoice on the toilet?
Now you can.
You can do it with FreshBooks. Call their support staff and talk to a real human as well. It's not just like, you know, digital fax and stuff like that. Get 50% off your first 3 months of FreshBooks when you sign up for a paid plan at freshbooks.com/WAN. If you're a freelance person or a person who sends invoices for things, it's super useful.
I can imagine so.
Trust me.
I've actually seen, like, when I was back in Nova Scotia, I worked for a guy that was like, roofing things.
Oh, yeah.
And like generally, you know, actually it was like a pretty bad time because there's a bunch of old houses there. And then like, you know, you go and try to repair one and it's full of ants. But anyway, he was just using like an Excel document. It was a horrible time.
Yeah,
he really
could
have used it.
When I worked back for NCIX, I was a contractor for a little bit and I was trying to make invoices every time on Excel. And it's not that hard, but like it just takes time.
Yeah.
You know, with the service, you know, you can just make an invoice right away. Next up, Honey. Honey is the free shopping tool that finds the best promo codes whenever you shop online at specific sites. Now, those of you who have downloaded Honey from our link saved over $100,000 in the past few months. Wow! Okay. Honey works on over 30,000 stores, including Amazon, eBay, Newegg, Razor, Best Buy, Walmart, and I can say from experience that there's more.
Yes.
You know, approximately close to 30,000 more. Honey gets a small commission from sites where Honey saves you money, so it's free for you guys to use. You don't pay anything. It just gives you a discount. It's free to use and installs in just two clicks. Colton, Brandon, and a few others here at LMG have used Honey to save money shopping online. They're smart people. So you can be smart too and get Honey for free right now at joinhoney.com/Linus. It's just an extension. You just slap it on your browser and then shopping's easier and cheaper. And it's delicious.
Yay. Like savage jerky.
Speaking of delicious, wow. I didn't even
get
need
me
to
some
do
of
that.
What do we
savage
have here?
Savage jerky. Yeah, what do we got?
We have habanero buffalo sauce,
you
mojo
know,
habanero.
Here's the deal.
Sriracha. Which one's the hottest?
I have tried the spiciest one before.
Yeah.
And I can say that I tried it, so I don't need to try it now. I'm going to have a... Oh, no. Which one of these is...
I've tried the spiciest one before.
Wait, what do we got here?
I don't know which ones these are.
Habanero buffalo sauce. That's hot. Sriracha teriyaki. That's medium.
I'm going right for the mojo habanero.
Oh, jeez.
I think this is one of the hotter ones for sure.
Okay, I guess I'm doing the sriracha teriyaki. Savage jerky. It's made with the best ingredients, guys. There's no nitrates. There's no preservatives. And their goal was to create a snack that is full of flavor and spice that isn't bad for you. Because that's hard.
Yeah.
You can create something that's super tasty, but...
That one's a bit hot. That one's definitely hot.
Yeah, why'd you do that?
Kind of want some more, though.
What?
It's really tasty.
What's wrong with you? I mean, what's right with you?
Can I also have some of the other ones? Oh, Jesus, way
Jeez
too much.
Louise.
I'm a little snack for later.
So we got three flavors here, but they got 13 different flavors of jerky, such as the ones that we just said. And Linus's favorite is maple buffalo bacon, apparently.
That one's actually really tasty.
And they also make barbecue sauce, hot sauce, and a spice rub for those intimate moments.
More
what?
Chicken.
Their Carolina Reaper hot sauce uses one of the hottest peppers in the world, and you can use offer code LTT to save 10% on all of their products. Get 10% off some jerky. And then, you know, have some jerky, go back to what you're doing. Why not? Oh. And also, wait, are we supposed to say this now, too? The LTT folding thing, or is that later?
What? Oh, we should probably just do that right now anyway.
LTT folding. If you do folding with your computer, do you know what folding is?
It's great. It's the best thing.
You use your computer, spare computing power, and you fold proteins. Well, you simulate folding of proteins, and it helps, you know, researchers do research.
So, well, right now there's a big push. You know, there's that virus
that's
been
that
going around.
That's happening that is really, we can't super talk about
yeah.
very openly. Cause
thank you, demonetization.
Thanks, YouTube. Anyways.
But there's a big push on there. So if you have a GPU, like I'm going to be going home, I'm going to be setting up. I have like two computers that I don't use a whole lot. I'm just going to set them to fold.
Yeah, dude.
One thing I would strongly bit of heat.
Oh boy.
One thing that I would strongly recommend if you're starting folding, make sure that your temps aren't super duper high. You don't want to be running like your GPU at 100 degrees like for a super long amount of time. So just, you know, go in, make sure like with hardware info that you're not doing anything super duper crazy, and then, you know, you can go into the folding at home thing, set it to like only use 70% GPU, and then maybe your temps drop a bunch and do it there. Excellent time. Then you don't have to worry about like, you know, it hurting your hardware. And it's just generally awesome. There's, you know, going towards getting a vaccine.
Wait, what the heck?
Is an awesome thing to do these days, and it's not free unless, you know, your landlords pay for your power. But it's not that bad.
It's not that bad at all.
It's very worth it for, you know, the general good of humankind.
I don't have the right link here.
What?
What the heck? That's annoying.
Are we able to post it in the thing?
Yeah, we can post the, we're supposed to post the, post this link in chat. Now that goes to the PCMR. This one. Boom! Now it's on Twitch. Now it's on YouTube.
Posted a bunch. It'll get lost in there.
I don't know how to post on Flipling because I've never looked at this before. But anyways, yeah, help it out. Help the people out who are doing the research on stuff.
Post it a couple more times.
What? One more time?
Just spam it.
Spam it.
There we go. Perfect.
Can't you get banned for that? Can you get banned for spamming your own chat?
I don't think so. That would be pretty funny though.
Okay. Very cool.
Oh wait, I can post it in Floatplane right now.
Now that links, see, now I feel bad because that links to the PCMR you know, official PCMR folding thing that's happening, and maybe it's affiliated. I actually didn't get a chance to look at it very deeply, but I know that on the LTT forum, we're also doing folding to help with, I think if we can say it, right? Can we say the name?
The thing that's bad, you know, everybody knows.
You know, the thing that's happening. So it's going to do research for that. Wait, what's over here? Are you clicked on that too?
On what? Oh yeah, I did. Right. I just copied it over.
Okay, so use your computer. Moving on. Do you want to talk about the Facebook thing?
Kind of. I don't know.
Do you have something to say about that?
Not particularly. For you guys that don't know, Facebook broke privacy laws. Big surprise. Nobody heard about that one. Cambridge Analytica. It was bad. Australia is saying that, you know, they could be sued up to $529 billion. That would be pretty bad, which is also, you know, pretty great, because I guess the UK only fined them for £500,000. That's like nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
So, good job, Australia, I guess, for maybe. But yeah, they probably won't end up doing it, so who knows.
I saw this earlier, and I was kind of like, okay, maybe it's just because I'm so, you know, oh, here we go, I'll click through. Thanks, Slimy Python, for the post in the forum. I saw this, and maybe it's just because I'm so, what do you call it, desensitized?
Yeah.
To Facebook being fined and, like, doing privacy violations. Like, I say this,
like,
and I'm
Intel
like...
Intel having, like, bad backdoor stuff.
Yeah, and the crazy thing, the crazy thing is that... It says the fine could scale up to $529 billion, but in the article, I'm not sure if it's this article or another article, they said that basically they probably won't have to do that. Oh no! Alex, our SEO rankings are dropping! No! Anyways, they said that they basically, they probably won't have to pay this fine because, you know, they haven't paid... They have been fined other times, but they have really good lawyers.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe I should care more about these kind of things.
But maybe, or maybe not.
It's also Australia suing them.
Yeah, and also
which is like,
do you use Facebook anymore?
Do I use Facebook in Australia?
Well, but just like period, do you use Facebook anymore?
I don't really use it unless except for like specific things. To go on there and like my marketplace.
Yeah, I use it for marketplace.
Or you know, to deal with our LTT Facebook pages that we have.
Frickin' marketplace.
Frickin' marketplace,
bud. I was supposed to get a mini fridge tonight. Buddy just hasn't messaged me back. I'm kind of mad about it.
Is it now you're calling him out on Wancho?
Yep.
I have a platform, and yeah. I will use it to call out you, username, whatever you're...
I had a plan for this weekend that involved that mini fridge.
Now I cannot keep my things chill.
Yep. I was going to try and make dry-aged steaks, and now I can't.
Oh, man, you're going to have regular steaks like a friggin' chump. Yay. All right, what else we got here?
YouTube ditches the trending tab.
Okay, you put this into the document,
I
didn't understand why.
Honestly,
it's like...
I put it in here because I thought that Linus would go off.
Oh, yeah. Because if Linus was here, he would definitely have something to say.
Yeah, he'd
this.
Have something really, like, really very... What would you call that?
Inflammatory?
Something that most people would not care about and really probably shouldn't.
So, what is this
But
mean?
Anyway, you click on it, and now instead you get... Oh, you know, there's like trending, gaming, movies and shows, learning...
I wasn't on there.
Oh, you weren't on there?
Okay, yeah, now
So,
no,
yeah,
good.
Instead of hitting trending where it just shows you like Jimmy Kimmel and who he interviewed that day, you now get, I guess, Van Wives is being, you know, shown off. There's apparently going to be more creator content on here. It actually looks like it is. It's pretty much all CNN and ABC, MSNBC. They're trying, apparently. You also get these tabs for trending, gaming, movies, learning, music, news, fashion, and beauty. No tech yet.
Right. But is this what you wrote? Apparently more hubs will be added soon, maybe
tech?
So then we'll wait, but that's just going to be annoying to have like a million tabs along the bottom of the YouTube app.
Well, it's only in the Explore tab. Actually, if you click on Explore right now, it just shows us in gaming. So there you go.
Us and gaming?
No, like, it shows us that, like, we're live.
Oh. Wait, we're live right now?
Wow,
no!
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It's good anytime that they try to do stuff that doesn't only show old people media.
Right. Okay, so that is, wait, yeah, that's interesting. That's something I didn't really think about, because trending has, like, often gets basically just taken over by, you know, NBC or something.
Yeah. Also us.
We
have, like,
well,
really
but that's
high...
not, but that's not us, you know. We don't have any say in that. We just end up on trending because we're freaking amazing.
Well, and also just because, like,
that was a joke.
We're friendly, apparently. So we're just put on there all the time.
We're pretty friendly, I guess.
We're Canadians.
Yeah. I guess we're pretty friendly. And we're humble, too.
Yes.
We're the most humble out of anyone.
What else do we have? It's hard.
Okay,
all
so
the
now,
news has been about the thing that we can't talk about on YouTube.
Yeah, I know, right? I had that problem with TechLink today, where, like, we've been reporting, we've been talking about the health thing that's happening in the world a lot on TechLink.
Actually, I know something. I want to have a whinge here today.
All right.
So I was on Dell's website.
Oh, a whinge.
Yes.
Like whining.
Yes, I want to whine at everyone and call out basically every single laptop and desktop manufacturer. Fix your websites. Come on.
Oh.
I was trying to find, like, what is just, like, the best bang for the buck gaming laptop recently, and I was trying to just do some research to find out, like, the one that I picked was good, and it was just impossible. You just go into these websites, and they all suck. You go into, like, Dell's website, and you have to click through, like, oh, yes, is it for home? Is it for that? Like, no, I just want to be able to be, like, maybe, like, Apple's is pretty good, but that's just because they don't have many products. But so many of them, it's just a huge maze to try and find the product that you're looking for.
Oh, okay.
Like, I know every single product by memory that companies have, and I can't find them.
Wait, so what do you want? Just, like, a big list?
I don't know.
Alphabetical
maybe a big
list.
They just need to do better, though.
See, alphabetical list doesn't work for people who, like, you know, work at a tech YouTube channel and literally know, like, every product that has ever happened.
So some of them are sorted by, like, what are you trying to do? And that's much better than everything else. But I think that the big problem is just, like, it's focused on, like, what is the lineup without telling you what this lineup... Like, Lenovo's is particularly bad. Let's see. Lenovo.
The tech news this week is that Alex is an old man.
Yes, I am mad at all of these laptop manufacturers. I'm going to try, what is their most recent gaming laptop? Let's try and figure this one out.
You want
Riley.
Me to
can,
show your
yeah,
screen?
Yeah, can you go on my screen? Smarter technology for all. I don't care. I want to find out what is gaming.
Ooh, he's
PCs
upset.
And tablets.
He's upset,
we're
everybody.
Going to laptops right here.
Oh,
click on
no.
it.
Okay. Let's see what they got.
Yeah, what do they have here? Explore by type. So for one, it's slow. Nothing about gaming here. And it doesn't...
That's a bit confusing.
that was
okay,
my bad,
all right, Alex. Calm down. You're
so
scaring the viewers.
Gaming laptops. We'll click on this. It would be really nice, like, maybe if you could go by type and price point. Like, if you want to look for their budget gaming laptop, you should be able to click on gaming and then, like, I don't know, consumer and then premium, because they'll probably not say, like, budget in it or whatever.
That's still too many categories for me.
But instead it's like, which one of these do I want?
Oh, you want the Y540. Obviously. Oh, it's temporarily unavailable. I just saw the red thing and I thought that said was, like, best deal or something. Whoopsies.
But, like, it doesn't tell you what the differences are between, like, any of these.
Well, what do you mean? One's got a 15.6 FHD display, and another one is a 7.3-inch gaming laptop.
And then you have to, like, go in and customize them. It's more difficult than it should be. Anyway, we should move on. HP's also bad. Dell's also bad. Asus is bad. Acer's not great.
Do you think this is going to have an impact on the industry?
None. We have complained about this so many times.
This little rant right now?
Yeah.
Literally I mean, maybe. Nothing. Maybe this is the perfect nexus. Maybe, like, all the e-tailers are watching us right now, and they're like, oh, no. Alex is the guy that reviews the laptops.
No, I think they're going
He's
to be...
He's upset.
I think they're going to be like, well, we're not worse than everyone else. except for Apple, and that's probably why people just go in and buy an Apple.
Like
thing.
HP, I don't want to buy a printer. I'm looking for a laptop right now. All right.
Laptops, gaming.
Nick's like, shut up.
No.
Keep it moving.
That's not what I'm saying.
I'm trying, Nick. Okay. We're doing our best, okay? Linus and Luke are
here.
Thank
you, HP.
Yeah. You're doing your darndest.
We hit a 404.
Oh, nice.
And that's where the train stops.
The pain train.
What are you saying, Nick?
I'm saying, have you heard the good news about LTT Store?
Oh! What?
It's LTTstore.com.
I sure
oh,
have.
It's new, isn't it? It's a new store.
It's a new store.
Layout thing. It's great.
It's not terrible.
People are gonna get mad at us.
You don't have to
so
find
much.
One thing by scrolling past all of the other ones.
You don't have to scroll forever. Yay.
Oh dang!
You don't have to open it up and then see Linus posing in his underwear.
I haven't even seen this yet. This is the new. Whoa!
It's actually
cool.
Pretty sick.
Heck yeah!
The drive is hard, but the shirt is so soft. Don't download it, wear it. Oh, because it's RAM. Downloading more RAM, right?
Yes, that's the joke.
I like it. I like that joke.
Yes.
It made me chuckle. And free stickers. Nice. Hey, this looks great.
Hey, thanks, Riley.
I was waiting for the site to not look like a mobile site.
Hey.
Hey.
It's your boy, not a mobile site.
Hey, can you buy the hat that I'm wearing right now?
Yes, you can.
There it is.
Hey, look at that.
And can you buy the shirt I'm wearing right now?
Nope.
No?
So
okay,
never mind. Don't reveal the audience what you've been...
You can hopefully buy more things soon. We're trying.
Okay, anyways.
We're trying really hard.
Shipping delays.
Please buy our stuff.
Yeah,
thank
shipping...
You.
I mean, putting anywhere else in the world right now is a little tough.
Yeah?
Moving things from one area of the world to the other.
Yeah.
But we'll get there.
Life is hard.
But... LTT, but the shirt is not.
They actually right. are very soft.
Okay, we have another thing to talk about.
I almost forgot. We're stopping sales of the Wan Show shirt this weekend.
Oh, they're stopping sales of the. Can I get one of those?
Which one is
yeah,
that?
For sure.
Okay, cool.
There's a Wan Show shirt. It says the Wan Show on.
Oh, this one.
The one that says the Wan Show. So you can.
That's
buy
intuitive.
It until Sunday. You can buy it until Sunday night.
This one.
Okay, bye.
Okay, see you, Nick. Get a Wan Show shirt, everybody, or don't. That's your prerogative, but do it. And that's the final word on that. Okay, one more thing to talk about. Or wait.
Have we covered that two new AMD-specific web browser exploitable things are bad?
Yeah, no, we haven't, but like...
Jake had it in as the title topic.
He did.
We'll have to give it to
I
him.
I love that Jake guy.
As the last one, just as an insult.
As the last one? I guess, all right. So the main thing, okay, we can read through it. Let's read through it. So this week, security researchers from the Graz University of Technology and the University of Rennes publicly released a paper disclosing two new attack methods designed not for Intel processors, because Intel processors have had vulnerabilities up the yin-yang these days. It's crazy. These are for AMD processors, starting with processors released in 2011 and going up to now, which includes Zen processors and Zen 2 processors. That's Ryzen. So these new exploits target AMD's L1D cache way predictor. I said that wrong. L1D cache way predictor, first introduced with the Bulldozer architecture. The feature is used an unknown hashing algorithm along with a prediction table to tell which cache a certain memory address is located in rather than having to access every cache way. So here's the thing. I can read through this whole thing, but I'm not going to fully understand what it means. Does that mean anything to you?
Not really, no.
Okay. maybe if Luke was here, he'd be able to understand what that means?
Yeah, they're able to break the ASLR, address space layout randomization.
The basic, the takeaway from this kind of thing is that AMD has been resurgent in recent years.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, Intel's processors have just made less and less sense as AMD makes these, like, ballin' Ryzen processors that are excellent at not only multi-threading, but they're also starting to catch up in single-core performance now as well. And it just hasn't been... You know, Intel's had a hard time catching up to that. But now, on top of that, they've also had all these vulnerabilities come out. You know, Meltdown, Spectre, all of those. What was the other one? There was a whole group of them.
Yeah, it's hard to keep track of them all.
Exactly. And there was just another one last week that LVI, which basically reverses it, like they mitigated a lot of those patches with performance hits. They patched the vulnerability, but it comes with a performance hit. And then, oh wait, was that last week? No, it was this week. That just came out on like Tuesday or something.
Was it?
Load value injection, LVI, yeah. Because I reported on it in TechLinked. And that kind of reversed the way that the speculative execution attacks happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like, geez. But finally this week we got a vulnerability that also targets AMD. So it's like, it was getting a little scary. And this vulnerability that AMD is vulnerable to will also require a patch that will affect performance. So it remains to be seen how much it will affect performance. But we'll have to see. I just think it's, you know, it had to, the scales had to balance out a little bit here.
Yeah.
You know? This is, what is there anything else important in here that we can actually talk about?
Not really. Should we just move on to Super Chats?
Let's move on to Super Chats.
Yay!
Because we started on time, right?
Yeah, we did. There were a bunch of people actually complaining. They were like, what? It's on time. I'm late.
Have they been starting at like 5:30?
Pretty much, yeah.
We're sorry, guys. Although it's not our fault.
Yeah.
We're normally not involved. Well, sometimes we put the stories in there.
Well, sometimes it's our fault.
Yeah. Oh, because we keep him. Yeah. We keep them from
all
doing stuff.
All of a vlog that, you know.
Okay. Super. How do you do that?
Don't know.
There's only one right now.
There were definitely more.
Theorica gave us $30. Wow, damn. Thanks. Use this for coffee and what have you for Riley, David, and James for the next Carpool Critics.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a shout out. Also, John Carpenter's The Thing, Fargo, and Naked Lunch.
Ooh.
Haha, cheers. Hey, thanks. Cheers to you too, Theorica. Theorica. I will, we'll use that for coffee. Carpool Critics. That's been fun. Podcasts. We're probably going to do more podcasts. This is a podcast, technically.
Yeah, technically, but not really.
That'll be confusing to people who are listening to it like on their podcast app. They're like, yeah. But if you don't know, I'm sure you know, but like we've said it many times, Carpool Critics is a movie podcast. Me, James, and David host it. It's available wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe on YouTube also, and we're on Flowplane. And maybe we'll do a podcast with you sometime.
Sure.
Either you coming on, but you don't really care about movies.
I don't really watch them.
But maybe you'll come on anyways, just to be the devil's advocate.
Maybe we can just review like the latest Tech Ingredients video.
Tech Ingredients, the YouTuber.
Yeah. Just sure. Being like, oh, he used indium. Wow.
Ooh, whoa!
He used it to cool a laser.
I never thought I'd see the day where Tech Ingredients uses indium.
How do we look at the other super chats?
Well, I thought. Okay.
There must be a way here.
Am I going to get in trouble for not seeing the rest of them? Because I saw a bunch of... Oh, do I have to scroll up?
No, there's no way that you have to scroll up.
Well, yeah. No, I think you do. Look, that's how you do it. I scroll up.
Oh, God.
I scroll up. I move away from the mic to breathe in.
LTT panties when?
Akihiko says LTT panties when for $2.
Great question. No clue.
Although, well, I guess maybe they are in the running because like Linus made one for Yvonne that one time.
Yeah, but that was like a custom one-off.
That was custom. I mean, we're being sexist by not having them. We might as well make them at some point.
I already read that one.
That's there. That's oh, what?
Oh, one just came in.
Oh, hey, Brian Ken Alley, Riley, come on, like come on, wake up, smell the maple nut crunch.
Attached is my resume.
Attached is my resume. Wait, what? I'm confused. Are we supposed to show
these? Can you click on viewer activity there?
Where?
If you go to the stream settings, you can go to viewer activity.
Stream settings.
Up. Yeah.
Viewer activity. Oh.
Oh, we did it.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Okay, we found it. We found the super chats, guys. Okay, thank goodness. All right, we also got Jordan Abendroth. Who, with for $2, said, Riley, I like your hat and your sweet beard. Thank you. The beard is going away. The hat is available on LTGstore.com. We're such shills, man. It's crazy. Jeremy Young, you missed Akihiko Super Chat. No, I didn't. We just said that. But thank you for the call out. Matt Eldridge says, first ever super chat just for Riley and Alex.
Wow.
We made it. Thanks, Matt. Sergio Arroyo says, you guys are my faves. Need more screen
Thank
on
you.
Time. Well, that's not fair to Luke and Linus, though. I don't want to.
Yeah.
Thank
this is
you.
Their moment. This is when they get to talk.
Manal Sinha for $25 says, Riley, TechLinked is flipping awesome. Love all your content, dude. Alex is too.
Aww.
By the way, Alex, would you take that Vio laptop with all them ports you unboxed on Short Circuit if it had the Surface/Dell trackpad? That's a good question.
Probably not, no.
Because I didn't watch that Short Circuit.
It doesn't have a 16:10 display or 3:10 or 3:2 display.
But the ports, Alex.
It also doesn't have a touchscreen. It also is floppy. It's a real floppy one.
Let me tell you, I'll use a laptop and I'll be like, this is pretty cool, you know? This is like a work of, somebody worked hard on this. And you'll be like, the arrow key is weird. Doesn't have a touchscreen.
Yeah, I'll go. This,
I'm this, Alex.
Yeah, you're like, oh, it's cool because it doesn't have Intel. It's an ARM processor. It's really overpriced and
okay,
floppy.
But when I say that, I don't mean that like I want to use it as my personal laptop. I just mean that I want to play around with it because it's kind of interesting. You know?
Yeah, just like that stupid, you're always on about the Google not touching thing.
Oh man, there's so many.
And the ARM processors.
Yeah. Well, it's the future, maybe. I don't know. Matt Eldridge says, for £2, first ever super, oh no, I already did that one. Dang it. Daniel Merritt says, you guys are so Canadian, it's awesome. That is all. Love you, Daniel. Do I have to go through all of these? I just don't think we'll have time to do all of it.
Do we just go for the larger numbers?
Oh, maybe.
For
is that what we did?
150, Ooh. Whatever the heck those oh. were.
Well, this is 100 rupees. I don't know what that is in Canadian. This is going to come in chunks. Stay tuned. We need you guys to figure out what is worth the money. I don't understand, but hey, love you. I don't know if that's a lot of money or not. This other one.
Oh,
here.
I see you guys got the new, or what is this? Mega Gaffy. I see you guys got the new DJI goggles in. Did you guys try them out, and how do you like them?
Ooh.
There's a video coming on those.
We made
that
a video
is hilarious.
It. Yeah, so we can't really answer that question in depth right now, but
it involves
tuned.
Dennis
oh.
wearing a, like, a camera on his face and being blindfolded.
Garfish says, Pixel 2 gang, rise up. Replace that battery, dude.
Woo! Pixel 2.
Rock on, dude. Boom.
I have a cough and fever. Then don't go around people and wash your hands.
Suspicious Mallard says, hey, from Belfast. From Belfast! I probably shouldn't do an Irish accent, right? That's not cute. Hope, home from darts, but a huge fan of the show. By the way, it's like 12 a.m.
Cool.
Nice, dude.
Are darts a big thing over there? I think that I saw
He got home from darts, maybe he was doing it at the pub, you know?
Yeah.
Is that wrong?
Just hacking
Look,
darts.
I'm Irish, all right? I'm half Irish. I can say that. Can you give us an update on Shadow? That was one of the topics we were going to talk about, but you know, we don't really have time now. But Shadow basically added the streaming service.
I think that they're talking about a different Shadow.
What Shadow?
The cat.
Oh, jeez. Whoopsies. Well, you know,
yeah,
I don't know. We
times.
Weren't really going to talk about that because it's,
yeah, Linus can talk
yeah,
about
Linus
that later.
Linus can talk about it. But Shadow, the game streaming service, has a new tier. $12 a month, and that will hopefully help it compete with Stadia and GeForce Now and stuff.
And apparently it's getting VR?
Is it?
Yeah, that seems like a really good way to puke.
Oh, dang, dude. But they also still have, like, their $50 a month tier where you can, like, rent a Titan X or something online, so that's pretty crazy.
Doesn't that actually pretty fun?
Please mention the upcoming folding event, Ben Quigley. Yes, we did. What else we got? Karate Kid 002, build a cheap AOE gaming PC for a video. AOE? Age of Empires? What graphics card would be good with a Xeon X3330 CPU?
Great question.
Jeez Louise.
I don't know,
man. Okay, wait, are there more that came in? Yes, there are.
Oh, there's a Minecraft server. Langley Pressure Washing, of all people, said that.
mc.ltt.gg LTT Minecraft server. If you play Minecraft, go play on the Minecraft server, I guess.
Jake's been working
Jake's
on it a
been
lot.
Working
way
on
too
it
much.
For
I saw
a
him
long time.
At work today, I saw him build a pit and then put a bunch of chickens in it. I don't know what his plan was, but it didn't seem very humane.
Play on our Minecraft server. There's lots of chickens. It's awesome.
I think that they were actually testing like how many chickens you can get because they were having problems with there not being enough.
Ross Vlog says, say for £2, says, say thanks to all the SC in a Scottish accent. SC?
Super chats.
Thanks to all the... No, it's not bad. It's bad, guys.
No, do it. Do it.
That's not really something you can say in a Scottish accent. Say thanks. Thanks all you super chats. That wasn't bad.
Yeah, on that note, should we call it?
I think that's about it.
Yep.
All right, thanks for watching, guys. Thanks for putting up with the people who aren't Linus and Luke.
Yeah.
They'll be back next week, or one of them will be at the very least.
Hopefully.
We'll have to see. All right. Love you so much.
Yep. Hit Am the I bell.
There's an outro, right?
Hit subscribe.
Oh, yeah, subscribe.
No, it's the intro, but again.
You just hit the intro again?
Yeah.
You can tell we're amateurs here. Boom. All right. Love you so much. Wait, it does this again? No, it does.
Oh, we did it wrong.
Oh, no. Oh, there it is.
Yeah! Hey.
Thanks for watching. I love you. We're not supposed to talk to you.
But we can.
Why don't you want to?
Because then you get, like, sounds over sounds. You kind of have a hard time hearing the sounds.
Like, it's like a creative. It's like a... Oh, and then and here we go. Wait, does it do it by itself?
Did you not have to move all of those?
Savage Jerky, love you. Wait, do I do the sponsors again now?
I don't think so. Just hit stop.
Okay, we're going.
Bye.
Bye.